John? I didn't want to interrupt you while you were talking earlier, but how'd you get along with those fellows? You making a mega sale, I hope? Well, we have to realize, John, that, you know, the House and Senator, well, at least the House, is so damn strong for this fellow. We're going to have a hell of a time if we don't appoint him.
Yeah, I recognize that. I think the others are in the law completely.
He's worked this hill before, you know, himself.
Yeah, he's done some yeoman service for us.
Right. I'll tell you why I think it's a risk we shouldn't buy. I think it looks like a petulant president pushing somebody again. That's the point. It's fine for Haynesworth, but it's not good for the presidency, you know.
Well, the fact that the change in the Senate would put it through, wouldn't that probably detract from the United States?
I don't think it would. I just think it looks a little bit that we're just trying to prove to these fellows that they were wrong. Did you ever find out his age? Great. All right. All right, that way.
I know.
Not the hell I less than I had.
Absolutely. No question.
At least I was before the Supreme Court a couple of times, and he never been. Ed could see the point of the Judiciary Committee experience as being enormously important.
Yes, he knows that. He agrees with us now that we're well prepared. We have all
right.
The top track record. Service on the Judiciary Committee, the constitutional questions, and all
right.
That. He agrees. And he's a good soldier. He'll go out and try and sell him.
Right.
And
if he doesn't, then we can roll without him. May have to do.
Well, we may very well have
to. But what we want to do is we have to do that way. We've got to get the Senate and the House to about 2/5 of them endorsing it.
That's right. And John McFarland, a good old soldier, has volunteered to start a program on behalf of Dick Pop.
Is he for Pop?
Oh, yeah.
But I think you should let him go then. If he could start a little program and say, look, John, the bar raises these questions. John could sort of develop and get a certain number of names. And I would also tell Ford in the House to let him go. Would you do that?
Yes,
give Jerry a call and say, look. Well, your evaluation, see, as I told you, I've not been quite that impressed because I haven't really seen him in action. But on the other hand, he's a young man, and he's a good lawyer and good guy. That's what we need in that court. A judge?
Well, no, to confirm somebody that's older and more part of the establishment.
No, sir.
Well, I pointed out that you had commitment to the American public that
that's right.
Go with
no, sir. Absolutely.
Well, by the time we get through it, I think it's really.
Now, on the other thing, John, on the second one, if it comes, can I urge you to try to examine everything to see if you can find a Catholic, a good Catholic? No, Christ, no, that's what I mean.
But
I mean,
you know, if you went down that, the Eisenhower administration went down that track before you.
They got Brennan, no. But you don't have an honest Italian, do you?
Yeah, they're awful hard to find.
A Pole? No.
William French Smith, he is one, is he?
Oh, Christ, no, he's a Protestant, yeah. Rich, and everything else.
All right.
Well, take a look at the Catholics, will you? The state doesn't bother me. If he's young enough, the state would be good. Massachusetts would be good. You know, we'd get Brooke to club for him.
Well,
is he a Catholic?
Oh, yes. Quite a fine heart, no, he's good, but I'm a little worried about his age.
How old is he?
Do
you think he's too old, you mean? Well, if he could be just 55, that's about right. That gives him 15 years. Well, you look for one, will you?
You think that's a good line?
I do. Politically, we're going to gain a lot more from a Catholic. Look, the Protestants are just figure thrown. If he's a conservative, a Catholic conservative is better than a Protestant conservative. We really need that.
More ingrained, sure.
Well, the point is, it'll mean more to the Catholics, that's my point, than it will to the Protestants. The Protestants expect to have things. The Catholics don't. Well, about after I die. You know and I know there aren't any.
There are no conservatives, I'll say that.
Never. I think the double play, though, really gives us a great opportunity here.
I too head into the process.
Good. Walsh a Catholic?
Yeah. Definitely.
How would he be? Too liberal?
Well, he's 57.
Yeah, I know. Would he be too liberal?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, there's a lot of...
Well?
I'm not sure he's going to take it.
Oh, he'd take it. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, he'd take it. In a minute. In a minute. The only thing I'd be worried about him on busing. He'd be all right on the criminal law. Now, just think of that a minute. Well, if he's a Catholic. If he isn't a Catholic, forget it. Such a great lawyer.
Yeah.
Well, just put it in the back of your head, will you?
I will indeed.
I'll give Bill a call. Just know him, but it's Roger. He knows him well. We'll see what he can do. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Good.
What
Bill want, a liberal? How old is Walsh?
Ed's older, 56 or 57, which is too bad.
No, that's, well, he can serve for 75. Of course, that would be met with universal acclaim at the bar, and it would fill in beautifully for Harlan.
Yes.
But I want to be sure that he's known as a conservative. Is he? Anything tomorrow, I'll be available all day long. I've got a heavy schedule, but call me if anything develops, will you?
Yes, sir. I will, because I expect to hear from Warren Bergen.
Well, give me a call, will you?
I will.
good. Okay.
I will be.
Thank you.